啊，诸位菩萨，早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone。
很好哈，都又到了我们这个听闻佛法，然后借由闻法，在我们生命中还有生活上来实践佛法，而得到佛法的益处哈。那我们一开始一样，我们先来念开经偈。好，请合掌。
So it's great that it's time for us to hear the Dhamma again and practice Dhamma in your life. So we're going to begin with a verse for beginning the sutra. So please join your palms.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed,profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
今天也算有一个因缘，本来是常护法师嘛，刚好法师有事，所以有因缘来跟大家讲今天的题目。那为什么讲这个题目，大家知道吗？好，马上我们五月份就有什么传授菩萨戒哈。想问一下在座呢，还有没有人还没受菩萨戒的？有吗？
So I'm very glad to be here to lecture on this topic, and it's a very interesting the cause and conditions are, because it's supposed to be Venerable Changhu is to give a talk today, but it happened that he has other affairs to take care, so I want to lecture on this topic. And do you know why? Because this May we're going to have the Bodhisattva precept transmission. This is a very special occasion, and I would like to ask, does anyone here has anyone here not received the Bodhisattva precepts yet? Please raise your hand.
哦，好，那还是有因缘哈。其实这个菩萨戒呢，对我们来讲，其实是对学佛来讲是非常重要一个戒哈。作为佛弟子，除了三规五戒之外，我们常常知道的叫入门的，但菩萨戒呢也算成佛的必要的入门。那所以还没受菩萨戒的呢，可以今天有因缘听完呢，可以去思考一下这件事是很重要的
啊。So it is Bodhisattva precepts are actually very important and for the Buddhahood, and we call it the prerequisite course for the Buddhahood. We all know that ordinary sentient beings start to take the three refuges and the five precepts, but Bodhisattva precepts is a step further and also very important. So it's very lucky that you have the chance to attend the lecture today, and once you hear about it, maybe you'll contemplate to see if you want to receive it.
好，首先我们来讲讲，大家知道菩萨戒呢，师父传授菩萨戒是从哪边开始的吗？是从哪边开始的？哦，是从美国这边开始宣传第一届的菩萨戒哦。
So actually, do you know when our founder Master Shen Yan started to transmit the Bodhisattva precepts, where did he start? Actually, it's in the United States. He started the very first one.
所以我们可以先来讲讲当初师父为什么会在美国传授了菩萨戒，就是有因缘啦哈。因为在美国的菩萨要受菩萨戒容不容易？包含现在也是怎么样？比起台湾的菩萨怎么样？不容易，因为怎么样？他没有每年办，对不对？是不是？以前那个时候也是有信众跟菩萨讲， 跟师父讲说，如果要受戒都要跑回哪里？跑回台湾，齁，就没有地方，或者跑很远去别的地方传授，有在传授菩萨戒的很少。那就问师父说，可不可以就在美国来传菩萨戒？一个是这样，齁。那还有一个就是说，又有不同的因缘来讲，接下来就有师父的认识一个居士是什么，在日有去日本禅宗，然后他就说奇怪，日本修禅的几乎都要受什么受菩萨戒，那是叫什么一定要接受的仪式，那就其中一个。那接下来又 一位是藏传的喇嘛，这个喇嘛就跟师父讲说，藏传里头呢不受比丘戒可以，但是不受菩萨戒的没有，这又一个因缘。那接下来又一个因缘就是日本，我们都知道日本现在几乎各宗都有在什么受菩萨戒，反而怎么样不一定都有受比丘戒嘛，现在日本的现在的佛教状况，但是他们一定受菩萨戒。那师父就觉得奇怪，那在中国呢有没有传授菩萨戒？有，那当时有，那我们原来传的都是梵网经菩萨戒本。师父真的去了解之后，师父发现我们中国传授的菩萨戒比较严格，比较严谨，一般人看的多数怎么样不敢去受菩萨戒。可是所以师父就真的是深入经藏想去了解，因为菩萨戒其实是作为大圣佛教徒是一定要受的啦，不然不称为大圣。所以师父就去了解之后发现，藏传的传的菩萨戒它其实是主要是鼓励发菩萨愿，还有强调怎么样对三宝的恭敬，还有菩提心的培养，对佛法的尊重，是大方向的。那日本也是发，主要是发菩萨的誓愿，它的戒条上面没有像我们中国写的怎么样这么严谨。所以比对了之后，师父就有什么有想法，因为师父真的是深入经藏。所以师父呢最早是在1961到1962年，其实师父就在写，大家有听过戒律学纲要这本书吗？师父在闭关的时候写的关于戒律的书，那时候师父就有发现了，所以师父就有觉得应该要把这个菩萨戒做一个什么调整改良，就是说这个菩萨戒很重要，要怎么样去做调整，然后是符合这个印度藏传还是什么汉传，比对了之后有经教依据之后呢，然后也找到一个方式是我们现在人也可以遵守，也不是这么困难的，把最重要的这个菩萨戒可以去受，强调的是发什么菩提心，菩萨愿的，强调这个精神面的，然后当然也有需要去持守，但是相关的部分就待会后面会介绍，就比较容易持守。所以师父后来就有这个心愿之后呢，就慢慢去怎么样要酝酿，因为有时候要改变一个东西，时代环境不同，要慢慢怎么样要有教育啊，慢慢去整理出来之后，让大家知道为什么要受菩萨戒，为什么这个东西重要，然后可以让大家欢喜的来受菩萨戒。所以一直到1991，这样经过几年，大概三十年哦，好，大概30年的酝酿，才在什么东初传了第一届，传了第一届之后，才回过头来怎么样，才回到台湾龙禅寺传菩萨戒，就是到实践哈。那先讲到这边。
So we talked about actually our founder Master Shen Yan started to transmit Bodhisattva precepts in the United States. And why is that? There are several reasons. First, Shifu knew that it was very difficult, not easy for practitioners in the United States to receive Bodhisattva precepts. Even nowadays, we don't transmit Bodhisattva precepts every year. It's like every other year. But in Taiwan, it was much easier. So in the beginning period, some practitioners have to go back to Taiwan to receive precepts. So Shifu saw the difficulties and the lack of opportunities to receive Bodhisattva precepts in the United States. That's one of the reasons he wanted to start it here and give people this access. Another reason is that there are some lay practitioners who studied Chan school in Japan, Zen in Japan, and they told Shifu that in Japanese Zen, there might be people who don't become monks, who don't receive Bhikshu precepts, but definitely everyone practice Zen will receive Bodhisattva precepts. So Bodhisattva precepts is more widely spread, widely recognized in Japanese Zen school. And also in Tibetan tradition, Tibetan Buddhism tradition, they also had the same thing. They told they said they might not receive Bhikshu precepts and become monks, but they always transmit Bodhisattva precepts. So all these reasons made Shifu realize the importance of transmit Bodhisattva precepts. And it was curious why in Chinese Buddhism, it's not as widely transmitted as Japanese Buddhism or Tibetan Buddhism. So Shifu actually did some comparison studies to understand the reasons. Because actually in Chinese Buddhism, the tradition has it, the Bodhisattva precepts are based on the Sutra of Brahmanet Sutra. So they are actually very strict, stricter than other traditions. So some people are afraid of receiving them. But as a Chinese Buddhism also belongs to the Mahayana traditions, as a Mahayana Buddhist practitioner, Bodhisattva precepts is considered essential and everyone has to receive it. So Shifu was determined to reform was determined to reform the Bodhisattva precepts that transmitted in Chinese tradition and try to find a way to reform the Bodhisattva precepts to be suitable, to adapt to the precept to suitable to modern people and modern times. And the emphasis is on the transmitting the Bodhi mind. So it is more in the spiritual level, not so much emphasis on the nuances of each details of precepts. Because the most important thing is to encourage people to give rise to the Bodhi mind, is to generate the great vows, the four great vows, and to pay high respect to three jewels, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and not necessarily to keep every nuance of precepts strictly. In this way, it will suit modern people in the modern times. So you see, a lot of time went. So Shifu first had the idea that wanted to transmit a reform and transmit a new version of Bodhisattva precepts around the year of 1961 to 1962. That was the initial stage. And then 30 years passed almost. And when it was 1991, Shifu actually did transmit the first Bodhisattva precepts in the United States. And 2 years later, Shifu went back to Taiwan in Nongchen Temple and transmit the first Bodhisattva precepts in Taiwan.
好， 所以就是师父这个弘扬菩萨戒的一个心愿，是希望提倡一个适合我们现代人心的菩萨戒，就现代人很容易学也容易持，看个人的程度，可以持得深也可以持得浅，可以适应我们这个环境的菩萨戒。
So, the goal of the Bodhisattva precept, the Shifu that adapted, is that it's easier for modern people at modern times. You can choose to uphold the precepts wholeheartedly at a more deep level, but you can also choose to uphold the precepts to the best of your abilities.
总之这个戒律呢，所有的戒律对我们学佛都很重要。我们知道学佛的修持基本上就是三个部分，就是持戒、修定，还有开发智慧，这三个部分。而戒律又是这三个部分的最基础的，这个基础有才能够往上。所以一句话，戒也是无上菩提的根本，也是我们成佛的根本。所以菩萨戒，所有的戒律包含菩萨戒都是非常重要的。
And we all know keeping upholding precepts are very important essential aspects of our Buddhist practice, because among the three keeping up precepts, cultivate samadhi and develop wisdom, upholding precepts is considered the most basic, the fundamental for practice.
所以这个戒律很重要，所以戒律必须要有，要去弘扬。可是我们要弘扬戒律，第一步必须要做什么事？我们要知道重要性之外，要去受戒，懂得去受戒，才有可能进一步去什么学戒，然后持戒嘛，才有办法整个次第来学习，所以鼓励受菩萨戒非常重要。
So we know that precepts are very good and very important for our practice, so it's very important to promote precepts. But before we can spread the Dharma and promote precepts, first we need to know the precepts well, we need to understand it, we need to receive the precepts ourselves and study them and uphold them. So it is very important to encourage people to receive precepts in the first place.
好，那大家知道现在菩萨戒目前传道，在美国传到第几届了吗？今年是第几届？
So do you know this year how many Bodhisattva precepts we have, ceremony we have already had here in the United States?
第八届哈。现在美国这边呢是第八届，台湾已经传到23届，因为台湾几乎每年都会办，而且一次会办两梯，那至少每梯都有，目前每梯都有600多人嘛。
So in the United States, especially in New York, this is the eighth time we already transmitted the Bodhisattva precepts, eighth time. And in Taiwan, we already done that 23rd times, because in Taiwan we almost host it annually, and every time there are about 600 people will receive Bodhisattva precepts.
好，那大家觉得如果受菩萨戒很好，为什么不会来受菩萨戒？大家可不可以想一想？
So can you understand or imagine why, since that even though we know Bodhisattva precepts are very good, very important, why there are still many people who don't want to come and receive Bodhisattva precepts?
害怕犯戒。还有没有？
Yeah, some people say, well, they might be afraid of breaking precepts.
这个也是当时一直到现在都有很多菩萨会问，都关于戒律的。其实最常看到 状况其实是怎么样？一个是不了解菩萨戒，因为根本不知道菩萨戒有什么重要，也没听过，没有因缘听到，没有人听，没有因缘去接触人家说菩萨戒，然后知道菩萨戒的重要，那就因为不了解，当然不会来受戒。另外一个刚刚讲的就是，有些人会觉得怎么样？哇，那个写出来我都做不到，害怕什么破戒，不敢受戒，这种情形一直到现在还是有的。
Well, the reasons might be that some people don't even know about Bodhisattva precepts. They never had a chance to hear about them, and they don't know the importance of upholding Bodhisattva precepts. This could be one of the reasons. Another reason could be that they know about the Bodhisattva precept, but they feel it's too high level. It's according to their own abilities, they don't feel they can do it or uphold it. So they decide they're afraid of breaking such precepts.
所以就师父就之前讲一句话，这个菩萨戒也是一样，什么佛法这么好，知道的人这么少，误解的人这么多。那所以相同的菩萨戒是这样，是怎么样？菩萨戒这么好，可是呢，知道的人这么少，误解的人这么多，可以这样说。
Well, it's just like our founder master Shen Yan said, the Buddha Dharma is so great, yet so few people know about it, and so many people misunderstand it. The same way goes to the Bodhisattva precepts, that the Bodhisattva precepts are so great.Yes, so few people know about them, and so many people misunderstand them.
哦，所以关于这两方面的问题呢，我们还是要借由让大家有机会来听闻之后呢，有机会鼓励大家去受菩萨戒。那已经受菩萨戒的要怎么样？要去劝周边的人，还没受菩萨戒的人，有因缘去受菩萨戒哈。那受完菩萨戒之后要在生活上去实践，才能够把菩萨戒弘扬。
So understanding that people have these concerns, we really need to promote and encourage people to come and receive the Bodhisattva precepts, so people can deepen their practice and further promote and widespread the Bodhisattva precepts.
好，我们刚刚已经讲两个原因，所以我们就针对不知道要受菩萨戒，还有 怕犯戒而不敢受戒，这样的原因，我们就找到原因，我们要找到方法来解决这个问题。
So we already touched upon the two main reasons for people not receiving the Bodhisattva precepts. First one is they do not realize the need to receive the Bodhisattva precepts. The second is that they are afraid to receive the Bodhisattva precepts, but are not able to keep uphold them.
好，那不知道要受菩萨戒就要怎么样？要让对方知道为什么要受菩萨戒，所以要正确认知什么是菩萨戒，才会有受戒的意愿。
So we're going to use methods to address these two main concerns. The first one, some people do not realize the need to receive Bodhisattva precepts.So how to address this issue is that we need to develop the right view about Bodhisattva precepts to increase people's desire to receive them.
所以我们从三个方面来说，那可以让受持菩萨戒的人呢，可以升起因众好药的心。从哪三方面？一个就是懂得为什么要受持菩萨戒的重要性，还有了解什么是菩萨戒的内容，还有受持菩萨戒有什么功德。
So how can we help people to understand the importance of Bodhisattva precepts and let them give rise to the desire to receive them? Well, we can explain them from three main aspects. First one is when we can go into details about the importance of receiving and upholding the Bodhisattva precepts.And the second one is we can help people to understand the content of the Bodhisattva precepts. The last one is we need to let people understand the merits of receiving and upholding the Bodhisattva precepts.
好，我们来看第一项哈，受持菩萨戒的重要性。
So we'll go into details of each one. The first one is the importance of receiving and upholding the Bodhisattva precepts.
好，我们都知道成佛之道哈是这样的路径，是从凡夫，然后呢，要中间要经过什么菩萨的阶段，然后最后才什么成佛嘛，哈。所以呢，信仰大乘佛教就是从凡夫到成佛，一定要修学什么菩萨道。那修学菩萨道的第一步就是什么受菩萨戒，哈。所以菩萨戒可以说是什么三世诸佛的摇篮，所有三世诸佛都因为受菩萨戒才能够什么成佛。
So you can see from the chart that if you embark on the path to become a Buddha, you pass from three stages from start as ordinary sentient being, ordinary people, and then your goal is to become a Buddha, but you have to go through the path of Bodhisattva. There's no way to go around it. So under the face of Mahayana Buddhism, to become a Buddha, one must study and practice the Bodhisattva path. And the first step on the Bodhisattva path is to receive the Bodhisattva precepts. That's why there's a saying that the Bodhisattva precepts are the credos of Buddhas in three times, and all Buddhas reach Buddhahood because of them.
所以菩萨道是成佛的正因，所以成佛也是菩萨道的结果，所以要成佛一定要行菩萨道，行菩萨道一定会成佛。
So it's really practicing the Bodhisattva path is really the cause of becoming reach the Buddhahood, and the Buddhahood is a result of you practicing the Bodhisattva path.
所以说如果不受菩萨戒是非常矛盾的事，是不是？我们学佛是为了要什么？成佛，可是我们不要经过中间的路径，那怎么会成佛呢？是不是很矛盾？
So if you as a practitioner that want to reach Buddhahood but do not want to receive Bodhisattva precepts, it is considered contradictory because that's the essential path you have to go through.
当然啦，因为我们一般人想到菩萨都想到什么？大菩萨，大菩萨什么都做得很好了。可是刚刚其实菩萨是有阶位的，大家知道吗？经典上有讲的至少52阶成佛，那时间要多长？三大阿僧祇劫。那我们才多久？当然我不知道过去我们累积多久，但是我们还没成佛嘛，就是还要走一段路嘛，没有那么快的。
I guess the issue is when we speak of Bodhisattvas, people always immediately think of great Bodhisattvas mentioned in sutras. But actually, there are different levels, different stages of Bodhisattvas. In the sutra, actually, it mentioned there are 52 stages of Bodhisattvas. The higher stage of Bodhisattvas, it takes three great kalpas that long time to reach.
当然这个成佛虽然要这么多时间，中间必须经过什么菩萨道的修行。菩萨道有一句话是什么？难行能行，难忍能忍，就是说它不是那么容易，是要花代价的。花代价就是要修菩萨道，那不断的呢要怎么样去除自己的烦恼，自己增长智慧，然后也帮助别人什么去除烦恼增长智慧，这就是慈悲。那就在这个菩萨道上去修什么慈悲跟智慧，慢慢的来累积。所以菩萨的程度我们叫什么菩萨？ 婴儿菩萨叫做凡夫菩萨，所以菩萨有分等的，有凡夫菩萨，有圣贤菩萨，然后还有呢，最后是佛菩萨，它是有分阶位的，所以程度不同，就像我们读学位一样，有什么？有幼幼班，然后有最后读到博士后，是不是？就是有程度不一样嘛，齁。
So, Bodhisattvas are considered, practitioners that can do things that are very hard to achieve, but they're still engaging doing them, or can tolerate things that's very difficult to tolerate, the forbearance that they develop over the time. Then the Bodhisattva is constantly working on their own vexations and to develop wisdoms. And at the same time, they, on the Bodhisattva path, they help others to get rid of others' vexations. And that's considered compassion. That's a cultivation of compassion. So Bodhisattva path, you know, it's important to walk on and to become a Buddha, but it also divided into different stages. So we sentient beings are called infant Bodhisattvas, and there are different types of Bodhisattvas. Like we as ordinary sentient beings are considered as infant Bodhisattvas, which just started on the path, and other Bodhisattvas, great Bodhisattvas, are saints that's already reached sainthood. They are Buddha already reached Buddhahood, called Buddha Bodhisattvas. So it's just like we just started. There are different levels of education, and the infant Bodhisattva will be someone just started a pre-kindergarten.
所以只要有开始，总是最后会什么？种下那个因啊，成佛的因，终会成佛。
But the important thing is, as long as we start, we plant the seeds of becoming the Buddha. We started, embarked on the Bodhisattva path. That's the most important thing.
好，接下来我们看菩萨戒的内容哦。首先，菩萨刚刚其实有讲，菩萨其实简单讲是有大悲心而想成佛度众生的，就是菩萨。
So the definition of Bodhisattva we already talked about, that Bodhisattva is who has compassion and wants to become Buddha and deliver sentient beings.
这是菩萨的定义。好，那戒的定义是什么呢？戒就是说应该做的必须要去做，不应该做的呢就不要去做。好，那不管是不是叫做什么戒，只要在经典上有提到菩萨因行应该做的跟菩萨不因行的都要当做我们菩萨戒的内容。
So, then what's the definition of precepts? Precepts in a very broad way really means, carry out all that should be done and refrain from doing what should not be done. It's defining a very broad term. So it doesn't necessarily have the precept in the name or in the title. As long as it's mentioned in the sutra that a Bodhisattva should do blah blah something, then that's considered the content of the precepts. And if the sutra says a Bodhisattva should refrain from doing certain things, and that's also considered the content included in the Bodhisattva precepts.
好，那接下来呢，我们看一下哈，这个就类似我们成佛之后，假设这个是菩提树，最后会长出什么菩提果嘛？哈，那种子种下去，有一天就会长成。但是大家知道要怎么长成这一棵菩提果，这个菩提树嘛，有这么多果，那要种很多什么？大家有看到吗？你这么多水果，如果是香蕉，你总要有香蕉的种子吧？就是是说，我们菩萨要累积很多什么福德和智慧的资粮，最后圆满才会所有众生，他想吃凤梨，我就能给他凤梨；他要香蕉，我就给他香蕉。是因为你得，我们得什么自己先拥有，对不对？我们开展之后才会跟众生分享哦。所以这个成就佛道过程不是一下子的，但是就是开始种因哦，各种因。 菩提因都要种。
So, this picture that you can see is a tree with all kinds of fruits. So this is a metaphor that we practice Bodhisattva path. It's like planting different kinds of seeds. If you want to give out people who need a banana, then you have to plant a seed first, a seed of banana first, so you can have the ability to give them, to deliver them. The same way, so at, when we start the Bodhisattva precepts, we need to constantly cultivating blessings and virtues, so we're in a position to offer to sentient beings different things that they need.
好，所以这个普贤行愿品有一段经文，大家可以看哈。诸佛如来以大悲心而为体故，因于众生而起大悲，因于大悲生菩提心，因菩提心成等正觉。譬如旷野沙砾之中有大树王，若根得水，枝叶花果悉皆繁茂，生时旷野菩提树王亦复如是，一切众生而为树根，诸佛菩萨而为花果，以大悲水饶益众生，则能成就诸佛菩萨智慧花果。
So there's a good paragraph from the context and vows of Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. It says, because all Buddhas, thus come ones, take the mind of great compassion as their substance. Because of living beings, they bring forth great compassion. From great compassion, the Bodhi mind is born, and because of the resolve for Bodhi, they accomplish equal and proper enlightenment. It is like a great king of trees, growing in the rocks and sand of barren wilderness. When the roots get water, the branches, leaves, flowers, and the fruits will all flourish. The Bodhi tree, growing in the wilderness of birth and death, is the same. All living beings are its roots. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are its flowers and fruits. By benefiting all beings with the water of great compassion, one can realize the flowers and the fruits of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas' wisdom.
好，还有一段哈，何以故？若诸菩萨以大悲水饶益众生，则能成就阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故。是故菩提属于众生，若无众生，一切菩萨终不能成无上正觉。
And this another paragraph from the same sutra. And why is this? If all Bodhisattvas benefit living beings with the water of great compassion, they can attain Anuttara Samyasambodhi. Therefore, Bodhi belongs to sentient beings. Without sentient beings, no Bodhisattva could perfect the unsurpassed proper enlightenment.
哦，这个有看到刚刚的举例吗？就是说在旷野石头里头有一棵大树，这个大树要长得好，必须要什么？
啊？
树要长得好，要有什么？只有水吗？他说这里强调的是什么？树根哦，树根哦，要有树根哦，有根才有可能长上面，对不对？那树根是谁？这里有讲嘛，树根是什么？种根是根是譬喻是众生，那根要长得好，必须我们给它什么？去灌溉什么水啊？大悲水。所以呢，我们必须做有大悲心去灌大悲水给这个众生，才能够成就我们的佛道。简单讲就是这样。
So, just like this sutra, this paragraph, the sutra says that all sentient beings are the roots of the tree. And if the tree wants to grow, big, grow well, it needs the roots to go deeper and get water. And the water is, the water of great compassion.
啊，所以说菩萨界最重要的核心在哪里？就是在那一段齁，菩萨界的精神。其实我们常听过的就是什么誓弘誓愿，要发菩提心度众生。
So what is the spirit of Bodhisattva precepts? Actually, the spirits of Bodhisattva precepts lies in four great vows that we often recite.
好，那一个菩萨呢，如果舍无上菩提心，就叫做犯戒，就是没有发这个大悲心了。虽然持一切的别解脱戒，就是我们会有持一条一条的戒啊。虽然持所有的戒，如果没有发无上菩提心，都不叫做受持菩萨境界。
So generate Bodhi mind is essential, is a key. Even though you uphold each specific precept very well, but you didn't generate the Bodhi mind, and that's still considered violate the Bodhisattva precepts.
所以发菩提心，还有发什么四弘誓愿，菩萨的誓愿是最重要的，这个精神核心最重要。
So the core of Bodhisattva precepts is to give rise to the Bodhi mind and to give rise to the four great vows. That's the most important thing.
好，接下来介绍菩萨戒的总纲。我们说菩萨戒可能包含的范围很广，可是简单来讲，用一个总纲来设全部的话，就是讲三句境界。
So Bodhisattva precepts, the scope of Bodhisattva precepts are pretty broad. But we can use the three cumulative pure precepts as a framework of Bodhisattva precepts.
好，那三个部分呢？一个是什么？叫做色律仪戒，这是止恶的部分。还有第二个叫色善法戒，指的是修善的部分。第三个就是饶益有情戒。就是度众生的部分。
So the three cumulative pure precepts consist of the first, the precept to observe all unwholesome deeds. That is the aspect addressed to refrain from doing evil deeds. The second is the precept to cultivate all virtuous deeds. This aspect addressed that one needs to engaging all good deeds. The last one is the precept to benefit all sentient beings.
所以第一个部分色律仪戒就是我们常常讲的，我们在家有在家菩萨的戒，出家有出家的戒，就是我们常听到七众戒，就是像什么优婆塞、优婆夷、沙弥、沙弥尼、比丘、比丘尼，还有四叉摩那，这七种平常持的戒就是属于什么色律仪戒的部分。那这个色善法戒就是我们所有修的八万四千法门呢，只要让我们身口意三业都能什么行善法的，都叫做色善法戒。那饶益有情戒就是能够广度一切众生的，都包含在里头，例如慈悲喜舍等等，这是属于饶益有情方面的。
So the three aspects of the three cumulative precepts, each one covers a different aspects. The first one is the precept to refrain from unwholesome deeds, which covers the normal specific precepts we often mention, the precepts for lay people, precepts for monks, including bhikshu precepts. The second one, the precept to cultivate all virtuous deeds, include 84,000 of Dharma methods, Dharma doors to help sentient beings and to guide one's mind, body, and speech, all good methods and ways to guide one's conduct. And the last one is a precept to benefit all sentient beings. That includes the aspects of compassion and loving words and different ways to benefit sentient beings.
所以这个三句境界呢，广的话是无尽无量的哈。那说简单呢，就这三条，那一往外放出去就包含无量无边，所有可以自度度人的方这个法门都包含在里头了。
So the Bodhisattva precepts are inexhaustible and immeasurable. It's very broad and almost includes all precepts and good deeds and the ways to benefit sentient beings.
好，所以师父所鼓励的这个就是以发菩萨誓愿，还有用刚刚的三句境界作为菩萨戒的总纲，而不是强调的是要发菩萨的悲愿，强调发菩提心，不再拘泥在比较琐碎戒条项目的，是强调精神这个标准，首先放在这边。
So, 师父encouraged people to understand and uphold the Bodhisattva precepts from the perspective of their spirits of giving rise to the Bodhi mind and giving rise to the four great vows, and particularly from the aspects of the three cumulative pure precepts as its framework, and not necessarily have to go into each and the specific trivial precepts.
好，所以用三句境界作为基准的话，作为受菩萨戒的基准的话，它有很大的弹性，可以适应不同的层次、不同的时空，任何时间、任何地点、任何个人都可以接受这个菩萨戒。
So at the baseline of the Bodhisattva precepts, the three cumulative pure precepts have great flexibility and can be adapted to different levels of practitioners and different times.
好，所以大家知道哈，比如我们都称大家为菩萨，对不对？其实菩萨就依你在哪个身份，你也可以讲称呼什么菩萨。比如是出家法师，就是会是什么？比丘菩萨、啊、如果你们呢要怎么称呼？在家菩萨、啊、如果是也可以男众女众，就是优婆塞优婆夷菩萨，哈，菩萨优婆塞优婆夷，就是有不同的称呼，菩萨比丘，菩萨优婆塞优婆夷，前面会加菩萨。
So there are different, just like we said, there are different kinds bodhisattvas based on your roles in this world. For monks, you can call them the bhikshuni bodhisattvas, and for lay people, you can call them or lay people bodhisattva.
Oh,
okay. So in Chinese, the bodhisattva title goes first. So if they are monks, you would address them Bodhisattva Bhikshu, and if it's a female monk, you would call them Bodhisattva Bhikshuni, and for lay people, you can address them Bodhisattva Upasa Upasana.
所以就是不同层次，有不同的范围哈，来持守。好，那除了师父除了提了三句境界，叫做什么？总纲很大，对不对？要去实践，要聚焦啊，还是要有基本我们佛教徒刚出发心的菩萨可以遵守的。所以还有一个是什么？十善戒的部分。
So we just talked about the three cumulative pure precepts, which are pretty broad in general.As a beginner, we still need sort of more detailed guidelines to help us to abide by.
好，十善戒可以说是所有一切境界的基础。好，
So we're going to talk about the 10 virtuous precepts, which is a basic foundation for all pure precepts.
大家知道十善是从哪里发展出来的吗？五戒哈。来，这个表稍微看一下就知道哈。十善戒，我们先 这个可以看到五戒跟十善，十善先介绍一下内容是什么？生离、杀、盗、邪淫。哦，出家菩萨是生离淫欲哈、哦。这一段出家菩萨生离淫欲是师父在十善戒在制定仪轨的时候把它加进去，因为师父做这个菩萨戒的仪轨是同时在家出家。同时可以受的，所以有家出家菩萨就是生离淫欲、哦、那口离什么？妄言绮语两舌二口。心离什么？贪欲嗔恚不正见、哦、这个就是十善戒。
So the content of the 10 virtuous precepts actually are extended from the 5 precepts. The chart shows the comparison chart shows difference between 5 precepts and 10 virtuous good deeds. And you can see the 10 virtuous precepts are first, keep your body free from killing, stealing, and engaging in sexual misconduct. And that is for lay people. For monastic bodhisattvas, the last one is keep the body free from sexual conduct. And the second is to keep one's speech free from false statement, frivolous chatters, divisive words, and harsh language. And the last one is to keep one's mind free from craving, aversion, and erroneous views.
好，所以说我们比对一下五戒和十善，大家发现最不同的在哪里？大家有看到杀盗淫生三业三条，对不对？那从不妄语到十善业变成几条？几条？四条嘛。好、哦，前面生三业是一样，不杀盗淫是一样。那到口的部分就开展成四条。好、哦，那十善业多了什么？多了什么业？身口，然后又多了什么意业哈、哦？那个，所以十善业的发展到后头会从，我们知道声闻界是比较是在行为上的吃饭啊、哦，就是身口方面的自戒。可是菩萨戒很强调是在哪里？意业心念的部分哈。哦
So by comparing the 10 virtuous good deeds to 5 precepts, you can see how 10 virtuous good deeds, 10 virtuous precepts developed or extended from the 5 precepts. So the 5 precepts has no killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, no lying, and no drinking. So it's only 5 precepts. But 10 good deeds,compared to the 10 virtuous deeds, 10 virtuous precepts, you can see the precepts regarding bodily conducts are all the same. So 10 virtuous precepts also have no killing, no stealing, and no sexual misconduct. But the precept of no lying in 5 precepts are expanded to 4 precepts in 10 virtuous precepts.And the 10 virtuous precepts also include aspects of the mind. The mind should not give rise to craving, hatred, and ignorance, which the 5 precepts doesn't have it. So you can see the 10 virtuous precepts are step up, mainly focusing, including the one's aspect of the mind.
好，那其实如果说这个十善业其实就是说我们身口意三业如果能够清净的话就能 达到怎么样净化我们自己的身心还可以净化是吧对外可以净化社会。
So you can see the 10 virtuous precepts includes the body, mind and speech and if one can uphold them it really purifies one's body and mind can alsoextend out and purify the environment and other people.
好，所以 基本上这个十善呢，其实也不是说只有佛教才来遵守的，它其实是叫世间的善法。不管呢有没有学佛，一般人都应该要遵守的，叫做基本的伦理道德。
Well, of course, the 10 virtuous precepts are not necessarily only belong to Buddhism. Actually, it is kind of shared ethics and moral principles by other worldly outpath followers as well.
所以呢，十善呢，放到基础的话，可以看一个图哦。我们可以看这个图。五戒十善持的好的话，就是什么人圣跟天圣，然后再上来叫三圣共法，就是说这每一阶哈、哦、有五圣共法哈、哦，人天声闻缘觉菩萨基础的叫做五圣共法，就是五戒十善，这叫做基本善法。那要往上的资粮呢，就是什么呀？三圣共法。修的内容不一样，到成佛叫大圣不共法，菩萨叫大圣不共法，从凡夫到成佛，可是基础要不要有？每一阶的最上层基础也要有底下的基础，都涵盖下面，所以就算到佛最高阶了，他要不要有这个人天的善法，这个叫基础，叫通通都要有的，叫五圣共法。而且不是只有佛教有，是有没有信佛不信佛都要遵守这个十善法，十善法可以说所有善法的基础。
So this chart you can see shows the common rules, common foundation shared by all five vehicles, because we usually talk about the vehicle of humans, vehicle of gods, and vehicle ofShravaka, vehicle of Prataka Buddha, and the Bodhisattva vehicle, in total five vehicles. And the five precepts and ten virtuous precepts are the foundation of all five vehicles, no matter, you know, which way you develop and reach. It's the common ground for all five vehicles. And there are also other dhammas that's consideredthe common ground for three vehicles, and there's a saying the last one will be the only unique rules and precepts that only Mahayana Buddhism and the Bodhisattva vehicle will have it. But for the five precepts, the ten virtues precepts are the common ground for all five vehicles, and also not necessarily just to Buddhism itself. It can be shared by other religions and outpath followers too.
好，刚有讲到哈，不同的修行这个资粮不一样哈。人天圣法至少是修五戒十善哈。那声闻缘觉会修四谛、十二因缘、三十七菩提分。那菩萨圣还要修什么？六度啊，三聚境界刚提的。
So we just said, among the five vehicles, people who practice the vehicle of the human round and God round, you need to do a good job and keep up the five precepts and ten virtuous precepts. But if you want to take a step up and practice the vehicle of Shravaka and Prataka Buddhas, then you need to continue to study the Four Noble Truths, 12 Links of Dependent Origination, and the 37 Aids of Bodhi. And if you want to take a step further to practice the vehicle of Bodhisattva, and then you need to continue to study and practice the six deliverance and the three pure cumulative precepts.
所以十善是世间一般人都要遵守的基本伦理道德，也是我们初发心的菩萨戒从人到成佛的第一步。
So the ten virtuous precepts is really the basic foundation that people in this world should abide by, and it is also the first step in the initiation of the Bodhisattva precepts. And it is the beginning step from ordinary sentient being to Buddha.
好，所以这个十善也不是只叫基础，可是可以超越这个。我们刚刚说到成佛，这个三圣往上的话，就可以超越，不停在人天果报而已，是不是？他要往上走的，不是停在那叫初步。
Well, we say it's the basic steps because if you practice five precepts and 10 virtuous precepts, it will result the fruit of the human round and God's round. But if you want to born in other rounds, then you will take up other precepts.
好，十善法呢，哈，基本上可以从世间法贯穿到菩萨。菩萨戒的哈，怎么说呢？原来刚开始的五戒十善是人天圣的话，叫做消极的十善法。就声闻戒是比较消极。什么叫消极的？就是说我不要去做十恶，我就是善了；我不要做恶事，我就是十善了。可是发展到菩萨戒的时候不一样哦，心量不一样，是怎么样？积极的，不该做的。不能去做，可是应该要去做，不做也犯戒，就不一样了。他是很积极的，到十善，到菩萨去行这个十善法，那个心量持守不一样，是积极的菩萨行，不太，那个心量不一样。
And also, there are also different attitudes in upholding ten virtuous precepts for practitioners of Shravaka, they probably just observe precepts and passively. They refrain themselves from doing unwholesome deeds. But for Bodhisattva, for people practice Bodhisattva paths, they actually have an attitude of positivity. They actually want to actively reach and observe the Bodhisattva precepts. And not only that, they should free from doing unwholesome deeds, but if they don't take actions or engage in active or wholesome deeds, it is considered violation too.
所以虽然同样是持十善戒，可是心不一样。我不知道，叫很强调心，心不一样，结果会不会一样？持戒的心不一样，结果会不会一样？会不会一样？同样，比如持不杀生戒，同样不杀生戒，心态不一样，结果会不一样？
So actually, even you know, people just uphold the same specific precept. If one's vows and inspirations, a mindset is different. The results will be the same. Just like, for example.The precept of no killing. If you uphold this precept, but from very different mindset and inspirations, will the result be the same?
比如说这个不杀生戒，有人不杀生是为了说，哇，我杀生可能怎么样，我不敢碰那个动物，而且杀生之后血淋淋的会弄脏我的手，这也是不杀生，好，就是这种心。那有一种呢，比如常听到的，为了什么健康而不杀生，因为现在知道肉类很多是怎么样，经过什么打很多抗生素的过程，这些我们食用的这些动物是这样怎么样被饲养长大的，有爱健康，因为健康而不杀生，这个是两个例子，那也有可能是什么？哎，杀生的时候这些动物很恐惧，会产生毒素，这毒素我吃下去怎么样？也有影响我的健康，所以我不要杀生，我不要吃这些动物，是因为这个原因而持这个不杀生戒，这是一种例，一类的。
Let's take an example of the precept of no killing. Some people observe this, the precept of no killing, could be based on the reason that, oh, it's the killing, the act of killing is too bloody. I don't want to get my hands dirty. That could be one reason. For other people, it could be the reason of concern of the health. They because the research and studies have shown that eating meat is not really healthy, and when people kill animals, they out of fear, the body will react to the poisonous things that it's considered to be unhealthy. So that could be one of the reasons that some people refrain from killing.
那还有一类的持戒的心是怎么样的？是出于慈悲心，哦，就是说，什么？比如我自己不，我自己被割到，我也很痛，对不对？我也不想要去割别人，我相信他割被割到也很痛，就是什么将心比心这样的方式。那我也不想别人把我杀了，我怎么要去杀别人？这是以慈悲心去持戒的。
And another type of reason for observing the precept no killing could be compassion, is that put yourself in the sentient being's shoes, because I don't want to be killed. I don't want, you know, when I get cut, I even feel pain. So I don't want to be killed, and I don't want the same thing happen to other sentient beings as well. So that could be another reason to observe the precept of no killing.
那还有一种是怎么样？哎，众生跟我根本就是什么一样的、一体的，所以杀动物等于是杀谁？杀自己，因为他觉得这个生命是一体的，跟我是同一体的。左手砍右手，就像我的左手去砍我的右手，我的手去砍我的脚一样，这个叫整体。等于最后他知道我跟这些众生是一体的，他是基于这样不会去杀生。
Yet another reason could be that one really feels that the self is really connected to all other beings. The other sentient beings and the self are considered the one, so they're all connected. To kill other sentient beings is likeusing your right hand to cut off your left hand. So they could, observe the precept of no killing based on this reason.
所以说持戒的这个心的层次不一样，持戒的结果也不一样。所以声闻戒跟菩萨戒，菩萨戒的做法是不一样的，哦，是不杀生，还要怎么样去救护生，哦，要救。那偷盗的部分其实十善戒都一样，不偷盗之外还要去做什么？要去做布施，有帮助穷困的人，所以菩萨戒是积极的。然后不邪淫，自己不邪淫就是男女这夫妻之间正常关系之外，他对所有的女众都当成是他自己的什么妈妈兄弟姐妹，他也不会去怎么样，也会去保护他们。这只是举例，十善里头每一个都一样，比如不妄语的话就要多去怎么样去说佛法，讲有意义的事，就举几个，今天的时间有限，我就举这四个例子。
So you can see taking the reasons for observing the precept no killing, different reasons, different people have different reasons, different mindsets, different inspirations. So the results could be totally different as well, even though on the surface, it's just a simple act of observing of no, the precept of no killing. And the same goes to other precepts. For example, for people who practice Bodhisattva paths, not only they refrain from killing, they actually take actions to save lives. So they take positive actions. And also in terms of no stealing, not only do they refrain from no stealing, they actually take actions actively giving. The same goes to no lying. Not only do Bodhisattva practitioners refrain from lying, they actually will preach dharmas and meaningful things. And the same goes to no sexual misconduct. They will actively view other females, other females as mothers and sisters.
好，所以说哈，修行这个十善业道，就十善戒呢，少的话可以升人天，那就看我们的发心程度到哪里，也可以成为什么二圣圣者，还有菩萨和佛，就看我们的发心层次到哪边。
So even people are all observe ten virtues precepts, the results whether you will rebirth in the heaven realm, human realm, or become saints or even a bodhisattva, it all depends on your vows and inspirations and your mindset.
好，在经典也提到菩萨呢，几乎所有菩萨都持守这个十善戒，而且也依着这个十善戒去教众生，自己这么受持，也教众生受持，然后最后由十善业道也可以成就佛道，从这边自己得涅槃，也帮助众生得涅槃。
So in the scriptures, it actually mentioned that all great bodhisattvas observe and practice ten virtues. Precepts and not only they benefit from ten virtues precepts, they can also use them to help and deliver other sentient beings.
所以把这个十善戒列成什么律仪戒，就是必须要遵守的戒。
So ten virtues precepts are listed as an viyana, as one of the important precepts that people have to observe.
哦，刚刚有讲到师父在十善戒里头把本来以梵网菩萨戒的第三条是不淫戒，在家菩萨根本不可能做到不淫戒，所以根本就很难持守，所以师父把十善戒的第三条不淫戒呢就补了一句，刚刚有看到吗？出家菩萨哦，前面有写嘛，出家菩萨不淫本来十善戒在家菩条文就叫做不邪淫，可是师父再加一个出家菩萨不淫，如果这样子是就是在家出家都可以受这个菩萨戒了。
And we need to mention that the third precept of ten virtues precept is no sexual misconduct. So in the original Brahmanet Sutra, it says no, not engaging in sexual conduct.But Shifu actually made adjustments to say for lay people, that means no sexual misconduct. So, and for monastics, that means no engaging sex. After this adjustment, now all people, including lay people and monks, they can all receive Bodhisattva precepts.
好，所以这个很容易受持，很容易实践，也很容易持的这个十善法。再配合刚刚讲的三句境界，三句境界还记得吧？简单就是说，止恶修善度众生这三条戒呢，做总纲，这样的做法是很合乎佛旨的，就是佛也是这样的做法，我们大众都可以来受持菩萨戒。
So ten virtues precepts together with the three cumulative pure precepts.Are considered the easy way to understand, uphold, and practice Bodhisattva precepts. And the spirits and concepts are in accordance with the goal of Buddhahood.
好，接下来呢，师父提到的这个菩萨戒还含一个部分叫做十无尽戒，就是十众戒。这个就是原来梵网经菩萨戒本里头的十众戒，但是师父有讲，这个十无境界叫做什么？敬未来际的菩萨戒准生，就是菩萨戒是怎么样？多生多劫修行的，不是一下就达到。我们是什么？初发心菩萨，但是有一个准生，最重要的把它标出来，大家要学习这样子。
And the Bodhisattva precepts also include the 10 inexhaustible precepts. Here, that these precepts are originally from the Brahma's Net Sutra. Basically, we receive Bodhisattva precepts not just for this lifetime, but it's for all future lifetimes.
为什么叫十无尽戒？就是说我们的持戒的心是无尽的，所以叫戒也就无尽哦。刚刚就讲发心程度层次不一样，什么结果戒持的也不一样，所以有无尽的戒，叫十无尽戒。
So why do we call it the ten inexhaustible precepts? That's because our mind is not just limited to this lifetime. It is into all future lifetimes. That's why the precepts, if we really give rise to the mind level, it will also become inexhaustible, carry out into all future lifetimes.
所以这个十五境界一样也是符合三句境界这个总纲，大原则都是不变的，所以待会会讲这个后头再来介绍这个条目哈。所以这个十五境界也是一样，其实简单讲菩萨戒的内容来讲，它是没办法用一成不变的条文来限制的。菩萨戒是什么？无量无边的，它的内涵其实是无量无边，最重要的就是在什么清增长慈悲和智慧的功德，用清净的身心来增长慈悲和智慧的功德，这个是最重要的。
So just like the spirits of the three cumulative pure precepts, the ten inexhaustible precepts is also very broad and inconceivable, and it's hard to limit to each specific precepts to observe. It's basically the spirits of the ten inexhaustible precepts is also in accordance with cultivating and growing compassion and wisdom and benefiting all sentient beings.
好，简单讲，菩萨戒是从没有到有，从简单到难的。所以刚开始有些经典一开始提的，比如说《般若经》啊、《法华经》等的，就是发菩提心和用观无相的空就好了。可是是到了瑜伽论的时候，开始有了三句境界，开始有了众戒、轻戒等条文。
So the Bodhisattva precepts, also started when I started it. It's only one general guideline. Spirit is to observe the emptiness, the nature of emptiness, but it only develop more content later on that has 10 virtuous precepts and 10 inexhaustible precepts.
好，十五境界大家看一下条文，大家有看到吗？从今生至佛生，这是就师父把这个写出来就代表这是什么？敬未来际。所以敬未来际，努力往这个方向去持守。一个是什么？不得故杀生嘛，哈，不得故偷盗，不得故在家菩萨就是不得故邪淫，哈，我们出家菩萨就不得故淫欲，哈。然后第四条是不得故妄语，第五条呢是什么？不得故沽酒，就是卖酒，不得故饮酒。大家有看到吗？本来的条文没有不得故饮酒。师父把它补上去，因为师父觉得饮酒戒其实是佛教的特色，不共于外道的特色。别的都有这个杀盗淫妄，别的宗教是都有什么杀盗淫妄，可是饮酒是佛教的特色，是因为不饮酒可以保护我们不犯其他的杀盗淫妄等众戒，所以我们有不得故饮酒。
So here the content of the 10 inexhaustible precepts, you can see it says it always starts with in this life and in future lives and until attaining Buddhahood, in the vow not to kill, not to steal, and not to engage in sexual misconduct, and not to lie. And here, one specifically, the fifth one says, vow not to buy, sell, or consume alcohols, because 师父 believed that not to consume alcohols actually is a feature of Buddhism, not shared by other religions.
好，那继续讲哈。那第六条前面都一样嘛，从今生到佛生哈，中就是整个过程不得故说在家出家菩萨罪过是第六条。第七条是不得故自赞毁他。第八条呢是不得故谦。第九条是不得故称。第十条是不得故谤佛法僧三宝。
So the sixth one is vow not to speak of the faults of monastics and lay bodhisattvas. And the next one is vow not to praise yourself and defame others. And the eighth one is vow not to be miserly. And the ninth one is vow not to give rise to aversion. And the last one is vow not to defame the three jewels.
好，那以三句境界、四弘誓愿、十善还有十五境界组成的菩萨戒呢，能够让我们听的人可以欢喜发起菩萨誓愿，然后来受戒，不会给受戒的人呢带来犯戒破戒的罪恶感的心理压力哈，所以多半的人会乐意来接受这样的菩萨戒。
So, the Bodhisattva precepts, which have three components, which is, the three cumulative pure precepts, four great vows, and, 10 virtuous precepts, 10 inexhaustible precepts. So having these four components, the reformed Bodhisattva precepts in Chinese tradition, not only can be, adapted to modern times and let people happily give rise to the desire to receive them, but also plant the seeds for Buddhahood and plant the seed for practice Bodhisattva path, and also at the same time won't give Bodhisattva practitioners the pressure of violating them or have the guilt or pressure of develop from violating precepts. So for most people who already receive take three refuge in the five precepts, most of them will happily receive Bodhisattva precepts as well.
好，接下来我们看受持菩萨戒有什么功德。
Next, we'll talk about the merits of upholding Bodhisattva precepts.
好，它可以帮助我们度四魔、越三界，从生到生哦。不思此戒，就一受菩萨戒叫做一受永受，不是像三规五戒是这一辈子进行受，生命结束之后这个戒就舍了，可是这个菩萨戒是进未来际都有的。
So one important merit from receiving upholding Bodhisattva precepts is that it will carry on for future lifetimes. It's unlike five precepts thatit's just for this lifetime, and when you pass away, it ended. For Bodhisattva precepts, it will carry on to future lives, and it can deliver you from the four demons and transcend three realms. You will never lose the Bodhisattva precepts.
好，如果持一条戒就在，我们持一条戒就对一切众生永远有持戒功德。如果在某个时刻犯某一条戒，只有对那个众生怎么样犯戒，可是对一切众生身上不失持戒功德，这就是菩萨戒很殊胜的地方。
And one very auspicious aspect of Bodhisattva precepts is that if you uphold one specific precept all the time, but violated that precept in particular time to particular person, you are considered only violating that precepts in regard to that specific person. But to other sentient beings, you still have the merit of upholding the precept.
所以呢，怕犯戒而不敢受戒，我们就要怎么样？像针对这个问题，我们就要解除这个怕犯戒的心理压力。那我们怎么来做呢？
So some people are still afraid of receiving bodhisattva precepts due to the concerns about breaking them. So how can we eliminate the pressure of breaking precepts?
好，受戒之后不要担心犯戒，但也不要还没受戒就准备犯戒。好，这师父讲。
So Shifu said, well, after receiving the precepts, you don't need to worry about the possibility that you might inadvertently break them. But at the same time, you shouldn't say, treat the bodhisattva precept lightly and say, I'm ready to break them, even before I receive them.
好，这个菩萨璎珞本业经有讲，菩萨戒是有犯不失的。有而犯者胜无不犯，有犯名菩萨，无犯名外道。
So the sutra of the garland of Bodhisattva's primary karma says that after you have taken the Bodhisattva precepts, you will no lose the essence of precepts within you, even if you break them. Those who have precepts to break are Bodhisattvas. Those who without precepts are outpath followers.
这就是指说我们在成佛之道上面而受菩萨戒，你就中了那个因，必定会成佛。如果你就算你没有受，就根本没走在这条路上，就永远不会有成佛之道。所以宁可什么样，受菩萨戒有犯，胜过都不受菩萨戒。
Because Bodhisattva precepts is really considered as planting a seed for the Buddhahood. So you have to plant a seed for achieving the Buddhahood, otherwise you will never become a Buddha. So it is much better to receive and uphold the precepts, even though you can't observe them perfectly, and you may break them from time to time, it is still considered much better than those who never received and uphold the precepts.
所以发菩萨誓愿受菩萨戒，就是初发心的菩萨。虽然常犯戒，仍算是什么菩萨。如果不发菩萨愿，又不受菩萨戒，虽然没有戒可以犯，也不叫菩萨。
So for people who already give rise to the Bodhi mind and receive the Bodhisattva precepts, even though they are still infant Bodhisattvas, they often make mistakes and violate precepts.They are still considered a bodhisattva. But in contrary, for people who never receive bodhisattva precepts, even though they have no violations because they never received it in the first place, they cannot say themselves as bodhisattvas.
受戒犯罪虽然要受果报，但是他最终因为曾经受过菩萨戒，最后还是得以成佛。
So, for people who have received Bodhisattva precepts, even though they will receive consequences if they violate or break the Bodhisattva precepts, but because they already planted the seed for the Buddhahood, they will still reach Buddhahood eventually.
好，再来讲，犯戒呢，可以忏悔或重受。好，所以犯戒可以忏悔重受。所以不必被知法犯法罪加一等的观念所吓倒。
And also, another important thing is, if one violate or break the Bodhisattva precepts, one can always repent or receive the precepts again. So you don't need to be concerned about knowing the rules and break them, and will I result in a even worse karma.
所以我们前面讲，我们凡夫菩萨本来就叫婴儿菩萨，一定会怎么样？像后面这个照片，常常会跌倒啊，哈，要护膝啊，不要受伤啊，哈。但有时候也会很快乐，是不是这样？就是这样，持菩萨戒也是这样。
So just like we mentioned, as ordinary sentient beings, we are all infant bodhisattvas. So we will learn to walk, but we will often fall down. But it doesn't matter. We will get up again, and we may walk backwards, but still sometimes we all look happy, right?
所以不管受戒不受戒，做坏事都会什么？ 受果报的哈。但是呢，如果受戒，至少我们有个戒在我们心里，我们会让我们渐渐可以啊，犯戒可以忏悔，然后有一个方向准则，那身口意会越来越清净哈。何况本来就受菩萨戒，本身就是大功德。
Because no matter you choose to receive precepts or not, as long as you do bad things, bad deeds, according to the law of cause and consequence, you will receive bad retribution no matter what. But once you have received precepts, at least you will remind yourself that you are an infant bodhisattva now. You will try to purify your body, mind, and speech, and often repent. It will help you purify your conduct more and more. And nevertheless, let alone that receiving bodhisattva precept itself is accumulation of great merit.
好，如果不受菩萨戒呢，变成没有个警惕心，反而会常起恶念，做恶事，越做越多还不知道。
And without the help of precepts, you may don't even care and will often give rise to the unwholesome thoughts, engaging unwholesome deeds, and you are not even aware of them.
好，所以我们叫婴儿菩萨、凡夫菩萨，要把圣人当作模范，可是我们不要将自己、将别人当成什么圣人来要求。
So as infant bodhisattvas, we should learn from the saints, from saint bodhisattvas, the great bodhisattvas, but try not to be too hard on yourself and others, and just remember you're still infant bodhisattvas.
好，我们往后重点讲一下，因为很重要，因为要受菩萨戒，也让大家认识，也告诉周边的人，我们最重要的挑出来讲。还有可以随分受死，因为有些人真的心里比较怎么样，没办法承担，所以会害怕嘛，所以真的没办法受死也可以怎么样，随分受死。
And limit to time, we will just talk about the main points. And also, if one still afraid of receiving bodhisattva precepts because they think they only have limited abilities, and then one can choose to uphold the precepts according to that your own abilities and conditions, you can choose to only uphold a few precepts.
好，所以璎珞经有提到怎么样，有受一分戒的叫一分菩萨，如果通通受的叫具足受戒，那十无境界有十条，对不对？那就随分随力，随个人所愿，想受几条就受几条。但是师父还是鼓励什么，菩萨戒是有犯不施的，所以鼓励大家什么满分受，宁可受而犯，不要怕犯而不受。
So the sutra actually says one can choose to receive just one precept or a few precepts or majority of precepts, or can choose to receive all precepts. Even though you can choose to receive according to your own abilities and at different levels, Shifu still encourage everyone to receive all precepts, because it's much, just like we explained, it's much better to have received precepts and then violate them or repent them again. It's much better than not receiving them in the first place.
好，最后两个问题还是最多人会问的，还是讲一下哈，师父有解答的。第一个是不杀生是否必须吃素？
So the two common questions that people often ask are, first, does upholding the precept of no killing mean becoming vegetarian?
好，不饮酒戒可不可以不受？
And the second often asked question is, can I choose not to receive the precept of no drinking alcohol?
我们看一下师父的回答，不杀生并不等于严守素食，不杀生主要是指不亲手宰杀，不教人宰杀给自己吃，然后为了增长慈悲心，当然是能够素食当然最好。
So 师父 answered, upholding the precept of no killing doesn't necessarily mean that you have to become vegetarian. No killing mainly refers to the action of kill. You do not kill yourself, and you do not let others to kill live animals for your own enjoyment. And of course, from the purpose of cultivating compassion, if you're able to become vegetarian, that's of course the best.
好，不饮酒戒可不可以不瘦？那师父说，今天的社交场合已经多数可以让戒酒的人可以怎么样？用别的什么果汁啊、饮料来代替。好，如果万一不可能戒酒，这一条也可以暂时不瘦。
Regarding the second question, can I choose not to receive the precept of no drinking alcohol? Shifu said, well, nowadays the social environment, social occasions already are pretty open and allow people, accommodate people who do not drink. So it's possible, you know, you can use other beverages to substitute the alcohol in social occasions. Even if you can't, but if you really think you can't uphold this precept of no drinking alcohol, it's fine that you don't receive it temporarily.
好，那因为齁，想到要重点讲完齁，有超过一点时间，那最后呢，就是大家听的这个希望呢，本来有听过，如果周遭有人问你们的时候，可不可以回答？可以回答齁。鼓励周遭还没有受菩萨戒的人来受菩萨戒。
So now you have attended this lecture, so now you understand the meaning of Bodhisattva precepts, and we encourage you to come and receive Bodhisattva precepts, and also tell people around you and what it means, and encourage them to come and receive them as well.
好，我们受菩萨戒的呢，我们就要深化，看我们要持守，尽量持戒，渐渐的深化它。
And for people who have already received the Bodhisattva precepts, that we need to continue to study and uphold the precepts and deepen our practice in the daily life.
好，如果我们呢，每个人都能受菩萨戒，就能发挥大圣菩萨精神，可以净化什么？我们自己的身心，净化社会，好，最后对社会产生净化作用。
And if we can all uphold the precepts and using precepts to lift our spirits, and then we can really realize the spirits of Mahayana Buddhism, and we'll be able to realize the concepts and ideas that promoted by Damajuang Mountain.
好，今天就到这边哈，最后用四个字哈，就是我们持戒也是这样，怎么样？虚空有尽，我愿无穷。我们要成佛，有大方向，也有总纲，细部的，我们就是慢慢去实践它。
So that's it for today's talk. And in the end, I would like to end by the phrase that Shifu said that the empty space may have an end, but my vows are inexhaustible and unlimited. It's just like the way we uphold the precepts. We don't go by each specific ones, but we have a general direction and the spirit we would like to have.